something about Mary told us to us.
My name is Jacinta Bernadette Cao, and I belong to the Franciscan Missionaries of the Divine Motherhood, FMDM Sisters for short, and I originate from Singapore. I have been a sister for well over, I think, 8 years. My love for Mary, I think, has had its sort of peaks and troughs when I was young. But certainly in the later part of my years, like now, to me, I couldn't love Jesus if I didn't look at Mary as well. And Mary is, of all the titles, I mean, we used to have Litany of Our Lady, you know, Queen of Peace, House of Gold, Tower of... I just feel they are wonderful, but one title sticks out, Mother of God, My Mother. And someone that I know will always be there interceding for me, with me. Someone who will teach me how to love Jesus as deeply as I want to love him in every way I can possibly do. But knowing my own frailty, I feel quite free to really talk to Jesus, but also to really sit and say to Mary, look, here I am again, your daughter who's had a good day or who hasn't really been, you know, living up to what I feel your son would want me to be for him this day. And I know it's okay with Mary. I suppose if you really... What is my relationship? How do I see her? That one word covers it all. A dearly loved mother. And I felt really the most beautiful message through the tragedy and the pain of the cross, if you like. The cross is not actually a tragedy, because out of it came the resurrection. Out of it is our redemption. Out of it is our reconciliation. But if I contemplate on Jesus, the humanity of Jesus dying on the cross, the most beautiful thing he said was, behold your son, meaning behold all of us. And we can have that confidence that she has accepted each one of us. And as a Franciscan, St. Francis had a tremendous love for Mary, because she accepted and conceived Jesus in her very personhood. She nurtured him, she brought him up, she gave him to the world. And that's part of our charism as well, to really make sure that in the way we live or in the way I live, I try to bring Jesus to birth. I will try to do that by nurturing his life in me, the Eucharist, the Word of God, getting to know who I really am and how I am in trying to live this Word of God, the Gospel, and to bring him to others by allowing other people to be in touch with the God of Jesus and Mary in themselves. It's not that people don't have him and that here I come to give Jesus to you. No, he's already there. He wants us to know that he's there. And then we can live it, live that life.